This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I believe it is, anyway. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher is going to join us after the first break. It's when the mouth starts moving faster than the brain. Right? Or the brain is moving faster than the mouth, and the mouth is trying to keep up. But he's going to join us after the first break and talk about what's going on in the markets today, what's going on as a whole, where are we at with the debt ceiling, what's that going to do to your money? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, talking about setting, you know, here's an illustration you can all identify with, right? This is like lighting the wick, or whatever it's called, the fuse. On dynamite. Fannie Mae, I know some of my mortgage friends are going to get mad at me, but you know what? I don't need a mortgage right now, so the heck with you. Fannie Mae joins Freddie Mac in allowing appraisal free. They're not giving you the appraisal for free. You won't need an appraisal for purchase mortgages. So in other words, now you can go buy a house, and whatever the dollar amount is what the dollar amount is. Heck, we should be able to sell this house for, you know, $7 million, right? Who needs an appraisal? No, seriously, they're just amazing. Didn't this set us up once before? Not just this, the slew of things. So many people I know in the mortgage business are talking about, you know, it's a reduced paper loans now. Soon it's going to be like a stated income documentation again. They're going to have the double, you know, you won't have to come up with any money down because they're going to do the 80-20s again. Because your first loan can only be 80% of the house value. The second loan, 20%. Like, it brings you in at 100%, right? I'd borrow enough money to make my mortgage payments for 5 years. Let the thing appreciate in value, then sell it. Still come out ahead. Haven't put a nickel into it. Yeah, you'll have to go back and play that slower so you get it. You'll see what I mean. But last week, Freddie Mac decided to extend an appraisal-free mortgage program. So when you purchase, only for purchase loans now, right? So I don't know. I'm not the expert here, so I can't tell you how this really works out. And maybe it's okay because they always pretty much come in exactly the amount they're supposed to come in at. Yeah, appraisers try to do the right thing. I don't know. Maybe they're using, what is that, Zillow, Godzilla, whatever it is?
Zillow.
There you go. Maybe they're using Zillow.com. Zillow, you can send me a check anytime you want to. Maybe they're using Zillow.com, you know, to look up the price or get an idea of what it's worth. That's crazy. Sorry, but it is. Here's one that really frosts my behind. Court ruled today, or ruled that the football coach, remember that football coach who was praying in the field? Right? And he didn't ask anybody to come with him. He was doing it all by himself. But, I mean, it's the whacktoids at the Ninth Circuit Court. I get it. And it'll probably get overturned eventually. But a Washington State high school football coach who was punished for taking a knee at the 50-yard line for a post-game prayer apparently violated the U.S. Constitution. Now, the funny thing about this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, the Supreme Court has ruled this kind of prayer is legal. Now, I don't know what they're going to do this time because, you know, it's a different court, different people. I get all of that. But the three-judge panel ruled that the Bremerton School District was justified in suspending Coach Joe Kennedy after he took a knee and prayed silently midfield after a football game. Now, understand, once the event is over, it's over. It's no longer a public event. It's no longer a school-sanctioned event. Get out of there. Leave. You're no longer welcome. So when Kennedy took a knee, was he taking a knee during school time? Was he being paid by the administration to take a knee? Did he force his kids to come over? So Kennedy always kneeled and prayed on the 50-yard line immediately after the game, while in view of students and parents. He spoke as a public employee, not as a private citizen. And his speech, therefore, was constitutionally unprotected. That's according to the Ninth Circuit Court. Kennedy served as assistant coach from 2008 to 2015, was ordered to refrain from bowing his head, taking any, doing anything that could be perceived as prayer. What if he's one of those nut jobs that talk to himself all the time? To be fair, it's not like the Coach Kennedy was conducting a Billy Graham crusade. He just took a knee. He bowed his head. You know what he did? He took 30 seconds just to thank God for a good game. What a crazy thing to do. Thank God for a good, clean game and that nobody got hurt. Terrible, terrible thing to pray for. An objective student observer would see an influential supervisor do something no ordinary citizen could do, perform a Christian religious act on a secured school property while surrounded by, listen, let me make it sound, by a player. Simply because he's a coach is what makes this bad, the judges wrote. The evangelical Christian was suspended in 2015 when he defied school officials, continued his post-game religious ritual. Kennedy was not rehired when his contract expired. Now, First Liberty Institute attorney, I don't know why they're disappointed. Yeah, you'd only get disappointed if you actually expected the Ninth Circuit Court to do anything different, right? And if you didn't expect them, I'm not trying to make fun of these particular attorneys, but if they really believed that the Ninth Circuit Court was going to come down on their side, then maybe they shouldn't be attorneys. No, really. They should know better. You can't even get the word prayer out of your mouth before the Ninth Circuit Court rules it unconstitutional. Hey, David Fisher joins us in the next hour. After the break. Not in the next hour. We won't be here next hour. You can be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? You got to get involved. Okay, yeah. Get over yourselves. You got to get involved. You got to get involved with the conversation. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, it is that time. Do you have money? Do you have any money that you know what to do with or not? Maybe you don't know what to do with. I don't know. Well, don't ask me what to do, because I don't have a clue. And I keep telling you that, but you don't listen to me. And I love bringing the people on that do have a clue. And you know who my favorite is, right? Hey, let me bring on our good friend David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. David loves to speak English to us when it comes to finances and how the market's working and how the market's affected every single time President Trump opens his mouth. And no different over the last 2 days. David, thanks for being with me.
Very welcome, Joe. Thanks for having me. I might need to learn Chinese since we're having a little challenges with our Chinese advocates or friendship there. When our biggest trading partners were having some challenge with us, with them, and so who knows? Maybe we should learn Chinese, too.
You know what? We've always had pseudo-challenges with them. You know, here's the thing I don't understand. For years, we've had trade deficits with China and other countries. And I don't know how, you know, I know I'm throwing you a curveball here to a degree, but, you know, we don't impose the tariffs that we've always have supposed to have imposed on these people and what have you. But why is this any different? You know, yesterday the U.S. put sanctions on China. How does this all tie together? To explain this to me in English.
Well, this one's a little bit different. This
not
has
Chinese.
To do...
Not Chinese.
I won't do it in Chinese. My fortune cookie says speak English today. So this is a little bit different than other sanctions that we put on China. This has to do directly with what's going on with North Korea. Since China, 85% of the trade comes out of China to North Korea. So they need China. North Korea needs China. And China is in the middle of this. They get a lot of revenue from North Korea. But they're also supporting North Korea in different organizations. There's about six individuals and 10 organizations that have financial ties in supporting the weapons program of North Korea. A Chinese bank, Chinese companies, even two citizens individually were facing some severe fines, but now it's added up to about six individuals. These are people from energy companies, specifically coal and oil traders, who are exporters and facilitators of this. And this is about $1 billion per year in just the coal industry, but a $5 billion total in annual trade of representing about 85% of North Korea's imports coming out of China. Three distinctive coal companies. So Beijing is furious with us putting these sanctions on China, saying to stop immediately because it affects their revenue. They rip back immediately saying, you know, you must have done a mistake in putting these sanctions on our Chinese firms or North Korea, you know, remove them or else we'll have some bigger challenges between us. So that, it's kind of a lot of, you know, headbutting and rhetoric. But this time it's a financial thing, which the big detriment could be is they were our biggest buyer of our debt called Treasury bills. They're the second largest holder. They've been selling them. They might, you know, have another big sell-off of them because they might want to stick it to us, the United States, and saying, okay, if you're going to hit us financially, we're going to hit you back financially.
And that is our biggest problem with having work with them all these years as far as, again, with the trade deficit we have, with allowing them to buy so much, or frankly, it's our fault for getting in debt so deeply, correct?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of, here's another, I'm going to give President Trump some accolades here. I was pretty hard on him last week, but I'm going to give him credit where credit is due. You know, he's trying to move towards healthy trade deficits. And, you know, obviously with ours, with China has been an unhealthy one in that subject matter, even though they're one of our biggest allies in that region, as far as financial allies. So, you know, getting trade within normalization and not allowing China to manipulate their currency going down, forcing bigger trade deficits, you know, President Trump is addressing all those. This is more war-related rather than the latter. But he's definitely addressing the issue and asking China's support in not supporting the building of nuclear armament with North Korea.
Yeah, you know, and again, as you said before, China being, you know, we do a lot of trade with China, an extreme amount of trade. You said that they were the second largest holder of our Treasury bills, the first. I know the answer to this, but the first largest holder is?
The Federal Reserve, they became number one in about, when they started buying 7 years ago, well, 10 years ago, actually, but became number one on about 7 years ago after massive buying. So now they're wanting to sell. That's a whole other subject. But they're number one. China's number two. In,
but my joke is, if they're number one, then we're number one. And what I mean by that is that, you know, remember the Fed, well, you already know this, the Fed is using our money to borrow the loan back to us, or our, you know, it's what I've been joking with you about for years. It's just numbers on a piece of paper, in essence, correct?
Well, this is, welcome to the shell game, robbing Peter to pay Paul. The circle got a lot closer to home, unfortunately.
God.
And this is just another sign that says we're closer to a major financial challenge, because it's one thing for the world to hold our debt, and you can't get out of debt by creating more debt, and that's what we've done.
Right.
It's another thing when the world is selling the debt and we're having to buy our own debt. That creates a whole other problem. But the Federal Reserve is still independent of the government. They're not federal and they have no reserve. But the next step is when they start selling it, guess who's going to end up left holding the bag? That's going to be the American citizens. What I've been saying all along, you're going to start to see this now coming about here in the next couple of years. They might even start launching the program here in the next month.
All right, David, we got to go to a break here in a second. We come back. I want to talk to you about the if I had $10,000 to kick around a few at the beginning of the year, I want to know should I have put it in the Dow? Should I put it in silver, gold, what have you? And you're going to tell me where I would be today. I would be with $10,000. Well, actually, you'd have to have the 10 grand to put in there, wouldn't you? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you could do up there. There's a lot I want you to get involved in. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, you're going to find out you don't have to. And you're going to find out the truth behind those labels when we come back. More with David Fisher right after this. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. What do you think? Okay, let me bring him back on. David Fisher. I cut him off mid-sentence in the last segment, but I got to tell you, I keep telling him he can't use words. If I can't spell them, he can't use them. You know what I'm saying? It takes me too long to spell them well enough to look them up. Anyhow, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. And, David, as usual, I always appreciate the information you give us. And, I asked you the question, if I had 10 grand to kick around and I had put it in the Dow or silver or through gold, I mean, where would have been one of the better places I could have invested that money in the beginning of the year?
Well, at first everybody thought the Dow was going to do the number one performing asset. So far, they're not. Although it would have been great to have money in that index. The Dow is up here to date 9.5%, or $10,000 would be $900, or the $10,000 would have grown to $10,950 by the Dow index. Silver was second. Or third, on the list at 7%, $10,700 it would be today. The number one was gold, gone up 10.5%, 1% more than the Dow, at would be $11,050. So I said in January we're going to have a bull market in both metals and stocks at the same time. And we're clearly seeing that. Gold's going to outperform stocks, I believe, in the latter part of the year. And we're starting to see the trend of that in the early months of August here. And I think it's going to even escalate even more.
You know, some of these experts are saying that there's a crack in this rally. You know, and first of all, you know, everybody's got their idea what a crack is. So why don't you explain what they mean by that? And tell me what you think. Is there anything we really should be looking at, be aware of, be tracking?
Well, Wall Street Journal came out today and is in one of their financial newsprint, and actual Bloomberg did also, and it says Wall Street banks warn downturn is coming. So the three main ones are coming out now, HSBC, Bank City Group, and Morgan Stanley have all reported that they're now seeing evidence of global markets that are in the last stage of their rallies before a downturn in the business cycle. So we're starting to see Wall Street is actually saying that Wall Street market is on the end of a big rally. And the crack being is some of the things that are showing signs of a crack is low volume. Of course, people are going to say, yeah, but David, there's low volume in summer months. Yeah, low volume, that's true, is in the normal summer months. We're having low volume in the low volume of summer months, though. It's also not broad-based. What's happening is, led the charge in the Dow going up almost 1% was Boeing and Apple. So it's not broad-based in the majority of the index of stocks. So that's another crack in the dike, so to speak. When you look at yesterday, they announced that the Dow had its best day since April 1st, and it was only up 1%. You know, that's a pretty good day overall, but, you know, in the scheme of how much the Dow has gone up, year to date, we've not had consecutive movements. You know, it's a start and stop. That's when markets do that and there's volatility. That's another sign of a crack in the market. And then not all indexes are moving the same direction. When, in other words, the Dow is up and maybe the S&P is flat and the NASDAQ is down, and that's what happened on Tuesday. That's another sign that's saying this market is not broad-based enough. It's not all three indexes are not, the three main ones, are not going the same direction. So we're starting to see some signs of that. And then also the obvious is when investors are ignoring the fact that the value of stocks compared to their earnings are not in the normality numbers, and they're just ignoring these things, that's another sign. So we got several cracks in the dike, so to speak. Not just one, but a handful of them. And this is why I believe others now are joining the group or saying, you know, we're on the ladder under this bull market cycle. Get ready for a downturn.
David, is there a normal cycle coming into the holiday season? You know, I mean, we're coming into the winter months, holiday season, whatever people refer to it as. But, you know, we're coming in September, October, November, December. Does the market, does it have a history of operating a certain way or acting a certain way in those months?
Absolutely. The stocks typically make a correction in September and October, and those months are usually the largest movers upward in the gold market. 37 out of the last 41 years, the last 6 months for gold it's moved more than the previous 6 months, and the biggest movers up for gold in the months is September and October. So that seems to be the trend, and kind of mid-December, markets kind of take a hiatus because this is human behavior. People are thinking more about the holidays rather than about investing.
Interesting. Yeah, I've always been curious about that because I know there's plenty of industries that have cycles. You know, they go through certain cycles during the time of year. We're back at the infamous debt ceiling. Remember that thing? It's like a bad rash. It just keeps coming back. It never really goes away. You know, when you raise the debt, and it's kind of like calling your credit card company to raise your, hey, I've hit the limit that I can barely pay, and I'd like you to raise that for me. And then kind of like the same thing.
Yeah, let's put it into layman's terms. You know, some people say, well, I thought they were going to get this spending under control. Why are they wanting to raise the debt ceiling? Raising the debt ceiling is not a spending thing. It's a paying bill thing. Think of it this way. Let's boil it down to simplicity. If the household income brings in $10,000, if the household responsibility of bills is $12,000, they have a shortcoming of $2,000.
Right.
So they're living off of, you know, borrowed money called a credit card. Let's say they have $50,000 of credit card debt, and those things are maxed out. They can't get any more. They're ping-ponging their debt, paying off one card with another and, you know, bills with another. But, you know, they're going further in their debt. They're not getting out of debt. So if they hit this ceiling that they can't get any more payments, they can't, you know, raise their credit card limit, in other words. So if they don't do that, then here's what happens. They start not making their bills, and they get a credit downgrade. Their credit score goes down, and they become a non-trustworthy person to loan money to. And eventually, if they do this long enough, they file bankruptcy. So now let's put this into government terms. Well, the government has a national debt. That's the credit card. That keeps growing because we're overspending every month. Around $770 billion a year is what our budget deficit is. So we're spending more every year, about that much, and that's why the credit card or the national debt keeps going up. So they have a thing called a debt ceiling that has been a limit that they got to raise so that they can pay the bills. If we don't raise the debt ceiling, in other words, say let's have the debt go higher so we can pay our bills, not spend more, but pay our bills, then we're going to have a default, which means we're not paying our bills. And what happens then is we get a downgrade in our credit, which only raises interest rates. And this happened before in 2011. And it costs the federal government over a 10-year period $1.2 trillion of higher interest rates on payments. It also gave us a downgrade of the ability to pay our debt. So that was the second time in history. But this is a big deal, a really big deal. In fact, Goldman Sachs said earlier this week there's now a 50% chance that we will have a government shutdown. This was on Monday they said this, and last night I listened to President Trump's speech. I wasn't here at the forum or at the center physically in Phoenix, but I heard it on TV. And the markets are, you know, adjusting because of a comment he said about the wall. He wants to, you know, build the wall. And he says, even if I have to shut down the government to get funds for the wall, I'm going to do that. I'm paraphrasing, but that was somewhere on the exact quote.
Yep.
The wall costs $1.6 billion. So now they're saying, you know, is he tying to the raising of the debt ceiling? We don't have a clean debt ceiling anymore vote. We have something that's tied to it. Of course, they were tying things to it already, and they're jockeying and saying what might be what they want to happen to raise the debt ceiling. And that if they don't raise the debt ceiling by September 29th, this could be a big, big, big thing. Not only will we have a government shutdown, well, but default.
You got to hold that. We're going to hit that on the other side of the break, okay? We'll talk about the debt ceiling and him tying it to the wall. Yeah, we're going to talk about the debt ceiling, about raising your own credit card limit. How much can you spend? How much can the U.S. spend? You're listening to Real Side.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Yo, Trump, get out of the way.
Sorry.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Bring David Fisher on a regular basis, actually every week, to go over some of the market numbers and where you need to invest your money, how you need to break it up. And, you know, you don't have to have a boatload of bucks. You really should start listening and get to understand now how to take care of what little money you have. Understand now how to put the money aside or save it or whatever it is you're doing, to make sure that you got something for you, your wife, your kids, whatever, later on in life. And I think David's pretty good at it. I think, you know, everybody who I've interacted with that's interacted with David, tell you he's not a hard sell. He doesn't try to get you to take things you don't need. He doesn't try to push you down a road you don't need to go down. And there's never, like, they don't keep calling you back till you buy. And it doesn't hurt to give a call. It doesn't hurt to find out what they're willing to, the information they're willing to give you for free. Anyway, let's bring him back. Okay, let me bring him back in, because, I jumped on him mid-sentence, because we believe in capitalism here, and we have to pay for the show in some way, shape, manner, or form. So David Fisher joins me, the CEO of Landmark Capital, always good information from him. And we're talking about the debt ceiling and what that actually means. And, David, you were suggesting or thinking or saying that maybe the president was somewhat suggesting of tying the debt ceiling with the building of the wall. You want to finish that?
Yeah, Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, came out today and asked for a clean debt ceiling vote. In other words, nothing tied to raising the debt ceiling, no criterias to it. President Trump last night alluded to a criteria of raising the debt ceiling that we're going to have to get funding for the wall, which goes against what he campaigned upon, saying Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Well, obviously, he's ran into challenges getting Mexico to pay for the wall. So there's no funding for the wall as of yet. And here we come up in September against not just the debt ceiling, but several other things. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to go through Congress in just 12 days. A budget for 2018, the debt ceiling. We also have to have a deadline for the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is the funding of 8 million kids, funding for that. Otherwise, they will lose insurance. Can imagine that coming out in the news, saying 8 million children don't have insurance anymore because they didn't pass that. But there's also the insurance exchange contracts for Obamacare have to be finalized. But President Trump is threatening to cut $10 billion for government subsidizing of Obamacare because, the government's been subsidizing it. It hasn't worked, but that's something that needs to be finalized also. So there's a lot of things. None of them will shut the government down except for the debt ceiling. So that's the very first and foremost important, because if the government shuts down or we default, those are two different things, this could cause a lot of havoc for our country. Just the shutting down of our government and defaulting is not paying bills. There's a thing that the Treasury has come up with once the government shuts down, that they have an order of payment. It sounds good in theory, but it has not worked yet. In other words, what payments are they going to make first? Do they pay Social Security checks first? Or do they pay interest rates on the Treasury bills? What comes first? And that's a big elephant in the room for the Treasury. So this is a big, big deal. Probably the biggest thing on President Trump's and the Republican and Democrats, because it's not a party thing. It's an American thing. And I want to make that really clear. But the problem is we don't have our country working. And this is, why a lot of people hired and voted for President Trump to stop the nonsense. This is could be a big nonsensical thing. But once it's like the chicken and the egg, Joe. Once they get this debt ceiling raised, and I think they will, but what they're saying in the news is we're going to probably have a government shutdown and we're going to have market turmoil. This is what all the news agencies are saying.
Unfortunately.
And then out of that, it will force the hand of the government to stop the nonsense and come up with some sort of agreement and raise the debt ceiling. My hope is they come right behind this and get some plan for debt reduction. But the problem is that they've not done that, and that's why the debt ceiling becomes ever more challenging each time we face it.
Yeah, it's always amazing, this chicken. It's a chicken and egg game, really. I mean, these guys are always playing chicken with each other to find out who's going to back down first, how far. And they're playing with us. That's the sad part. It's playing with us. Hey, we haven't got that much more time left, and I always cut you off on this, but I want you to talk about it. The free newsletter titled He Who Holds the Gold Makes All the... Actually, if I held all the gold, I would just ignore the rest of you. But He Who Holds the Gold Makes All the Rules. And they need to ask for literature while they're there with you, of changing directions and changing times. Talk about those.
Well, the He Holds the Gold Makes All the Rules is a monthly newsletter I hardly ever write or talk about gold, but this is going to take further, much further the question that, you know, is there any things that happen in trends as markets enter the end of the year? I'm going in depth in this newsletter than more than what I was able to share on your radio station today, your program. So you're going to learn a lot of different trends and what starts and stops the trends. We're going to talk about macro. I'm writing about macro and minor trends, the big trend, the small trends, and how that relates to the markets. So you get a wealth of information just by getting that newsletter alone. You can sign up on our website or call our company by getting that. And next month, we're going to write actually about, it's going to come out the beginning of the month, so we're going to get some newsletters kind of back-to-back. But we're going to talk about the next month having what the debt ceiling is really all about. I'm going to explain that more in depth. But they also can get our normal literature called Changing Directions and Changing Times, which talks about the concept of needing a diversified portfolio into precious metals and also the different categories in metals. Also, we have some information on how you can roll over your IRA, your 401k, and take possession in your retirement without a tax liability and hold metals in your hands. And the obvious the coming bail-in, which is, you know, this whole thing on how they might trigger, you know, CZR money. Who knows? The debt ceiling, if they don't get this thing done, that could be the catalyst to trigger this thing.
Yeah, it's, again, you've been talking about the bail-in for a while, and if people would just look at what's going on in other countries. And, you know, one of the emails I always get is, hey, that'll never happen here. You can say that, but we don't know that because they've already made some major changes to, you know, how our money is handled here, or have made major changes in how our money is handled over the years, haven't they? I mean, you could have gold, now you can't have gold. You can, you know, just some crazy stuff that we were told would never happen. Isn't that true?
There's a lot of things that we were told that would never happen. You know, we were told that we would never go off a gold standard. We did. We were told that we're safe for the biggest, you know, and the wealthiest country on earth, but look at how quickly we fell in 2008. And that was only done by just a couple brokerage companies. So the unknown is we're not immune to it. You know, when the world sneezes, we can still get a cold.
To us. And David, always a pleasure to have you with me. If people want to get more information, they can head over to 844-715. Not head over. Let me rephrase that. You can dial with that finger of yours. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Or if you want to go over to Landmark, see, that's where you can go over to. Landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. I always tell people to read first, get some information, pull your thoughts together, then call the number, because it's not a hard sell. Every one of you that sent me an email about David and his company have all said the same thing. It's not a hard sell, and they give you plenty of information to work from. David, again, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
In today's day and age, it is becoming even more necessary and even more important to stand up for and defend what we believe in as Christians. We are called to be vigilant and to stand by our beliefs. Well, at Pacific Justice Institute, we believe in defending these rights. As a nonprofit legal defense organization with a network of affiliate attorneys across the nation, we will fight for and defend your religious freedoms, all free of charge. To find out more about PJI or to begin the process of obtaining legal assistance, go to our website, pji.org. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
And Pacific Justice is one of the groups. Oh, I think it was just recently listed as a hate group, wasn't it, from the Southern whatever. I don't even want to mention their names. Really, seriously. I mean, that is a hate group in and of itself. Pacific Justice Institute will help pretty much anybody. I mean, any person that's being, you know, persecuted or wrongly accused or their rights are being taken away from them in the education system, in the school systems mostly. Now, they'll help deal with other things when it comes to cities and you know, we have some, be nice. You have somebody who doesn't care much about religion, drive through a town, they see a cross where they think they shouldn't see it. No townspeople have complained about it, but they're so offended that they have to do something about it. They have to, you know, have it uprooted, and they haven't been in that town and will never be back to that town again. Anyway, I'm going to go cool down. We're here all week long. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I want you to come back. So don't do anything stupid. Tomorrow, we'll be back here. Same time. Check out the website, realside.com. Get all the information you want, stations, times. Pick up the old podcast, classic podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless. Hopefully you will too.